Blog Talk Radio.
It's like you're looking through a telescope. You see where you're going to be. Growing, getting better. You're not the person they see. Can't be mad at the things you've been through. Because they built your love through. Now you're stronger than you've ever been. They can't stop your hurting.
Waiting music played in the background, praise God. So please, please, please,
Let's try to be on time. Praise God. Hallelujah. We thank God, amen, for everybody who has called in, everybody who has tuned in tonight to the revival that just won't stop. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm going to say that again. It's the revival that just won't stop. We started something like a month or something ago. Praise God. Hallelujah. And we keep going and going and going. Hallelujah. We're going to keep. Hallelujah, going until the wheels fall off. Praise the Lord on the night. We thank God for everybody who's called in tonight, everybody who has tuned in to the Committee Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship. Praise God, pastored by, hallelujah, none other than your very own apostle, Eldon Curry. Before we go any further, let's go to the throne of grace. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, Lord, just for allowing us to come together tonight in your name. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for leading us and guiding us on tonight. Hallelujah, through your word. Hallelujah. We just ask, Lord, that your Holy Spirit be dominant on the line on tonight. Hallelujah, Lord. We ask, Lord, that you rise up. Hallelujah, Lord, and fill up with your revelation knowledge on tonight. We are open and ready to hear what the Spirit has to say to the church. We bind, we rebuke, and we cast away any work of the enemy that's trying to prohibit us from receiving the word of God on tonight. Hallelujah. Lord, we love you. Lord, we appreciate you. Lord, we magnify you. Lord, we lift your name up high and holy, for you are truly worthy to be praised. In your Son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord and amen. Hallelujah. God, hallelujah, is good. Hallelujah. All the time. Once again, if you're just tuning in, we want to welcome y'all to the revival that just won't stop. Hallelujah. Praise God. And we're not going to stop. Hallelujah. Till the wheels fall off. Somebody said, don't stop till you get enough. Praise God. I guess we ain't got enough yet because we sure ain't stopped. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. If you're just tuning in, we want to welcome you, amen, to the revival that just won't stop, amen, headed up by the Committee Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship with pastored by Apostle Eldon Curry out of Long Beach, California. Hallelujah. The West Coast is in the building on tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. Tonight we have a special guest speaker. Praise God. Hallelujah. We got Prophetess Valencia Scott. Amen. She will be coming forth later on in our program to bring forth a word from the Lord representing Tennessee. Hallelujah. The Midwest is in the house. We want to remind you, if you got the background on, please mute your phone. Praise God. We are going out on the airwaves and we don't need any unnecessary background noise going out over the airwaves. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's go to our throne of grace on today. Hallelujah. Praise God. This is the time when we come before the throne. Hallelujah. And we tell God how good he has been in each and every last one of our lives. This is when we tell God, hallelujah, he's wonderful, that he's great. Hallelujah. This is when we brag to people about the things God has done in our lives because he's just that good. Hallelujah. Praise God. Mm-hmm. Amen. And I'm switching up scriptures on tonight. We're going to go to Mark 11. Mark 11, we're going to read 22 through 24. Hallelujah. Before we go through to the throne, praise God. And it says, and Jesus answered, said unto them, have faith in God. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things shall which he said shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he said. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire when ye pray, believe that you have received them, and ye shall have them. May the Lord have a blessing to the reading, the hearing, and the doing, hallelujah, of his word on today. Praise God. I read this scripture, amen, because we're getting ready to go to the throne of grace, and I usually read Psalms 100. Psalms 100 tells us the attitude that we're supposed to have when we come before the throne, and that's an attitude of gratitude. We are supposed to appreciate everything God has done for us. Hallelujah, praise God. Especially when you ask God to do more. Hallelujah. When you're asking him to do more, he wants that you appreciate what he's already did. Hallelujah. Praise God. But this scripture right here is telling us, hallelujah, amen, the power of our prayer. Hallelujah. Praise God. Jesus, Yahshua told him, praise God, hallelujah, amen, hallelujah, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he said shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he said. That is powerful. Hallelujah, praise God. And it's powerful, and it will be more powerful if we believe. Praise God, hallelujah. I'm going to say that again. I said that scripture right there is powerful, hallelujah, but the scripture will be more powerful if we actually believe what the scripture says. Hallelujah. The scripture is telling us whatever we desire when we pray. Hallelujah. If we believe it in our heart and don't doubt, hallelujah, we shall have whatsoever we say. Hallelujah. Praise God. They take me back to the 80s, in the early 90s. That's when it was like, you got to name it and claim it. You got to speak it into existence. You got to say that thing. See, we done got away from the base. Hallelujah. Praise God. Mm. We done got away from the basic of being able just to speak a thing and watch that thing come to pass. Hallelujah. We done got away from it. Hallelujah. Amen. And we done said that was hocus pocus. Hallelujah. Amen. We said that was some voodoo for this. Hallelujah. Praise God. But I'm here to tell you, hallelujah. Amen. The devil is a liar. Hallelujah. Jesus said that the power is in your mouth. Hallelujah. He said whatever you desire when you pray. If you believe it in your heart, the heart is the mind. If you say something, you believe it in your mind. Hallelujah. The Lord say that's the problem. We saying stuff, but we don't believe. Hallelujah. Praise God. And if you don't believe it, it ain't going to come to pass. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we need to work on our belief. We need to work on what we know. Mm. This is why Jesus told the Samaritan woman, we talk about what we know. Hallelujah. You know what the Lord has done for you. You know how good God has been. You know the doors he's opened for you in your life. You know the situations he's gotten you out of, that you got yourself in. Hallelujah. Praise God. But still, we speak of things, and we still got that doubt in our mind. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. But I'm going to take a note from Jesus' book. You remember when there was the baby was dead, the child was dead, but Jesus said they were sleeping. And some people laughed at him. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Praise God. When he laughed, you know what he told them? He said, I'm going to need y'all to step out the room. Hallelujah. Praise God. In other words, what I'm trying to tell you, it's time to get the doubt out. Hallelujah. Amen. Get the doubt out. Praise God. If you doubt, you need to work on yourself and get that doubt out. If you got people around you that's doubting, you need to get them away from you. Hallelujah. Praise God. Doubt and faith can't exist in the same place. Hallelujah. Your doubt and your prayer cannot exist in the same place. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. You got to believe whatsoever you ask God for. Hallelujah. Pray. And when you start believing him, when you start trusting him, when you start having confidence in God, hallelujah, praise God, then you'll begin to see those things, hallelujah, come to pass. The phone line is open. Hallelujah. If you have a testimony or if you have a prayer request on tonight, hallelujah, feel free. Hallelujah. The phone line, hallelujah, are open. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
One at a time.
This is Linda from Palmdale.
Amen.
Hey, praise the Lord, everyone. How's everyone?
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Bless.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
For another day. I want to thank God for my... Yeah, for my long way. Thank God for every side of my life. Thank God for the story. For
the... Come on, saints. Amen. Testify to the glory of God. Come on. Amen. I know somebody got a testimony. Glory to God. I know he's been good to
amen,
somebody.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. This is Sister Valencia. I want to give an honor to God for the head of my life. And I thank God for life. How people are dying every day. I just want to thank God for life. I have not gotten no COVID. He's covering me. And I thank God that he gave me an opportunity to get it right every
yes,
day. But
Lord.
I just thank God for life. Praise him. Amen.
Amen. Amen. I believe it's brother. I think Brother Bobby or Brother Brian trying to testify. But brother, your phone is so low we can't even hear you. That's why everybody's talking over you.
That's me. I thank God for you all.
Amen, brother. Amen. Praise God. We thank God for you as well. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hey, man,
amen.
You might want to check the volume on that phone, brother. I can hear you talking, but they can't. Hey, man, that's why everybody keeps talking over you, praise God. So you might want to check the volume on that phone, brother. Hallelujah. Do we have any more testimonies on tonight? Praise God. Hallelujah.
I'm just saying that I want to thank the Lord for waking me up this morning. Calling me up from great mistake. I want to thank the Lord for taking care of me and my family, helping us along the way. I want to thank the Lord for all his blessings he has for us each and every day. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank God for that testimony. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Any more testimonies on tonight?
Thank you, Lord, for my family, friends. You can pray for your enemies, too.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I want to thank everybody. They got prayer for anybody. Okay.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Brother Brian, hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
I want to thank the Lord for waking me this morning and giving me the strength to get up out of this bed today and to be able to get about. And I want to thank him for his love, grace, and for his mercy. And thank him for what he has done and what he's going to do. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah. We thank God for the testimonies that have gone up on tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. We thank God for everybody who has called in. If you're just tuning in, this is a revival that just won't stop. Hallelujah. Just keep going and going and going. Praise God. Hallelujah. And I talked with Apostle last week, praise God, about having a guest speaker on this Thursday, praise God. Hallelujah. She's on the line ready to give a word. But before I introduce her and go to the throne of grace, praise God, amen, it would only be right if we asked the pastor if he has any words at this time. Apostle, you have any words at this time, praise God?
Amen, man of God. Bless you, Elder. Bless you, man of God. Amen. I'm looking forward to the word of God coming through tonight. Amen. Through the woman of God. Amen. Hallelujah. God has been blessing us every night. Glory to God. Somebody give God a praise, hallelujah. Somebody give God a shout. Hallelujah.
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 Shout.
Hallelujah.
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 The psalmist said we will bless the Lord at all times. And his praise, hallelujah,
yes,
shall continuously
Lord.
Be in my mouth. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let me tell you something, child of God. Whenever you have a chance to testify, amen,
yes,
you
Lord.
Should be like popcorn. Hallelujah. Jump it up,
amen.
Amen. Pop it up, amen. And why? Because every time you testify, you get an enemy a black eye. Let me tell you something. And they overcame
amen.
Him by the blood of the Lamb. See, the blood got to have something to work with. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And what the blood has to work with is our testimony. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Because every time we testify, we decree and declare that he is Lord. Come on here, somebody. If you know he's Lord tonight, come on, give him a shout of praise. Hallelujah. If you know he's Lord, come on, give him the glory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. How many know that he was Lord yesterday? He's Lord today. He'll be Lord forevermore.
Yeah.
He was Lord in your past. He was Lord in our present. And he'll be Lord in the future. Somebody give
amen.
God a praise.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, amen.
Those folks used to say, another day that the Lord has kept me. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. It's another day and I'm still kept. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's
amen.
Another day. Hallelujah. And I'm still saved. Another day and I'm still filled with the Holy Ghost. Another day and I'm still on fire for God. Another day and my testimony has not changed. Somebody lift your voice and give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, I know we got the woman of God ready to get a word. I know y'all ready. Amen. Like everything to hear what God got to say. He's been speaking ever since the revival has started, and he ain't stopped speaking. I tell you, neighbor, say, God ain't stopped speaking yet. Hallelujah. And he's going to speak tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Just watch and see. He going to speak tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
God is speaking.
So, amen. So, amen. With no more further delay, we're going to turn it back over to the hands of my dear brother. Amen. Elder, amen. Go ahead, amen, man
amen.
Of God. Amen.
Amen.
And
amen.
Introduce the woman of God tonight. To God be the glory.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm going to go to the throne of grace. Hallelujah. And then we're going to introduce the
yes,
of the hour. Father God, in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Lord, you have heard every testimony that has gone before your throne on today, Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, we just want to add to that that we love. We want to add to that that we appreciate. We want to add to that that we magnify.
Yes, Lord.
We want to add to that, Lord, that
yes,
we lift the name up high and holy, for you are truly worthy to be praised, Lord. To speak to every person
yes,
that called
Lord.
In tonight. For we called in, Lord, to hear you, hear a word from you, get an
yes.
answer from you. And we thank you in advance for that answer all tonight, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. We ask that you touch the woman of God, that you touch her, Lord, from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet, Lord. Lord, anoint her lips from
yes,
praise and speak nothing but your word. Hallelujah, Lord. And we thank you in advance for the word that she is about to bring forth. Hallelujah. In your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah and amen.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Without further ado, let me introduce the speaker, hallelujah, of the hour, praise God. Let me read a little bio here, praise God. Hallelujah. It says she's a passionate helper, a survivor, a servant, and a few words to describe the listening sky. Hallelujah. A full-blown alcoholic at the age of 24, Valencia experienced a troubled past that began as an adolescent. Hallelujah. Teased about her looks, she developed self-esteem issues and found herself looking for love in all the wrong places. After years of unhealthy experience, Valencia finally realized the only way she the only way she would be whole was to turn her life over to Jesus Christ. Not only has she seen the blessing of the Lord in doing so, but she has also been inspired to help others who need to be healed, delivered, and set free of their negative past and self-image. Through her personal testimony and through thought-provoking plays and skits, Valencia inspires, encourages, and empowers women of all ages to see their inner beauty through the eyes of Christ. Her ministry plants the seed and ushers the downtrodden soul to the altar of God to find healing and hope. When she's not ministering in person, you can find her on the prayer line and co-hosting her Blog Talk Radio show. So without further ado, hallelujah, amen, I'm going to introduce the son and present to others. Hallelujah. Hell out of Tennessee. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. None other than Prophetess Valencia. God, Prophetess Valencia, it's in your hands. Allow the Lord to use you in a mighty way, as he always does. Hallelujah. Give the Lord a hand, praise. Hallelujah. For Sister for Prophetess Valencia. Praise God.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
All right. Amen, amen, amen. I want to give an honor to God that's ahead of my life, to Elder, First Lady, to the pastor that's over this revival. Blessings to all. Allow me to go to the throne of grace with prayer, please. Father,
amen.
In the name of Jesus, I come to you, Father, once again, and humble and fight in your house. And now, Father, many things that I've done or said is not like you, in the name of Jesus. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. And Father God, I invite you into this prayer. Father God, as I bring forth the word of God to the people of God, I pray that someone will be healed, delivered, and set free. Father God, I pray that you have Valencia, God. I pray that you use me for your glory in your precious son, Jesus' name. Amen and amen. And I will not be before you, Lord. The word that I have for tonight, saints, is, can you stand the storm? And I have scriptures from Mark 35 through 41. I'm at First Lady. We both to read that in a second. But can you stand the storm? The definition for a storm, a violent disturbance of an atmosphere with strong winds and unusual rain, thunder, lightning, or snow. Stand. Having or maintain an upright position supported by one feet. Lady Primo, can you give me those scriptures? Mark 4, 35 to 41. Again, Mark 4, 35 to 41.
Amen. And it reads, the same day when the eve was come, he said unto them, let us pass over unto the other side. And when they had sent away the magnitude, they took him even as he was in the ship, and there were also with him other little ships. And there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship, so that it was now full. And he was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow. And they awake him, and say unto him, Master, carest thou not that we perish? And he arose and rebuked the wind, and said unto the sea, peace be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. And he said unto them, why are ye so fearful? How is it that ye have no faith? And they feared exceedingly, and said one to another, what manner of man is this, that even the wind and the sea obey him? Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lady Prevost. Let me go to this scripture. On the same day, when evening had come, he said to them, let us cross over and go to the other side. And I'm talking about, can you stand the storm? And the words speak for itself. Now, he didn't told his 12 disciples, y'all, look, we're going to the other side. But what happened? We get distracted, what? By the storm. We get distracted by the cares of the world. Things that happen in our life. We forget the promise that God said because we allow our feelings, we allow our emotions, we allow what we see as a natural eye, not the spiritual eye. We allow what we see as a natural eye, not the spiritual eye, our ears. We move by everything except what the word of God says. Now, the 12 disciples have seen Jesus perform miracle after miracle and after miracle. So why did they become fearful? Because they got caught up in what they saw. They got caught up because they saw the thunder. They got caught up because they saw that the wind was blowing. Jesus went and laid down because he already spoke the word. Look, we're going to the other side. And this elder was talking. He's talking about faith, about how we got to trust God. If you saying that you trust in God, it has nothing to do with your feelings or your emotion, what you feel, what somebody say. You have to stand on the word of God. And if they are panicking, Jesus, I mean, because I don't know why it's all in the boat and everything, but Jesus, he already spoke the word. He said, look, we're going to the other side. But guess what? They start panicking. Wake up, wake up.
Yes,
and get up and rebuke the wind. Peace, be still. And it stopped. But this is not the first thing that they've seen. They have seen Jesus perform miracle after miracle. Like I said, the woman with the issue of blood, the woman with the issue of blood that took for 12 years, she said, if I just touch the hem of this garment, I shall be made well. And they know that this woman was sick for years. She went to many doctors. This woman spent all the money that she had. And all she did was touch the helmet of this garment, and she was made well. And not only that, she had already seen the blind man. He can see. They have seen the cripple walk. Why is it that God performed miracle after miracle, and we get caught up in what we see, we get caught up in what we feel, we get caught up in what we hear, and we know for a fact with this COVID going on, you're still alive and able to say hallelujah right now. No, it ain't nobody but God. But why is it that we panic every time a storm comes? All the storm is, it's just a test of, it's a test of our faith.
My God.
Before he got on that boat, you think Jesus didn't know he swear the disciples? Come on now. God know exactly what we're going to do before it happens. We tell God, we give God a whole bunch of lip service. Oh, but when it comes time to test, move about I love the God that I serve, because if I do fail the test, he gave me another opportunity to do the test again. But God knows if I'm going to fail the test before I'm going to fail the test. Let me give y'all a little testimony about a storm that I was actually in on the prayer line. Actually, I was on the prayer line, okay? It wasn't no storm talking about hell, but it's outside. I'm on the prayer line. The prayer line was at 9 o'clock. It's probably about 11 o'clock. I'm breaking forth the word. I wasn't talking about a storm, but it was actually a storm going on outside. I'm talking about hell. I hear the wind. I hear the rain hitting the windows. I hear a little girl outside. Mommy, wait, it was so hot. If you was outside, it could have blew you to up the other side. That's how hot it was. Let me start praying right now. If I start praying, I say, God, don't let nothing happen to me in the back. I'm in Memphis. I say, God, don't let nothing touch us down here. God, protect me and my family and all of that. And I'm telling y'all, outside our door, okay, it was a table and two chairs, okay? It was table. And I'm telling y'all, hell, I told you, it's supposed to throw it away. But guess what? Nothing moved. Nothing moved. Why? Because I automatically went into prayer. I didn't start panicking because the wind was blowing. It's hell outside. You got to know the God that you serve. Okay? You got to know no matter what's going on in your life, you're going to go to the other side. You might be waiting on that certain job. That job ain't came yet. But you trust and believe me. After you pass that test, you're going to get that job. You might be waiting on that car. As soon as you pass that test, you're going to get to the other side. Everything that God promised us, we're going to get it. You got to go through the test. And if you ain't in the beginning of the test, you're either in the middle of the test or you got to come out. And if you ain't passed, guess what? You got to go through it over and over again. It's called the storms of life. But God gives us, he equipped us, thanks to the tools. We're supposed to know better. And we learn to get out of our emotions and out of our feelings and stand on the word of God. Look, God promised me some things, thanks. Okay, I'm supposed to stand in the word 70 years. Anything after that, grace and mercy. Look, I want all 70. Do you hear me? And I want everything that God promised me. Do you hear me? No matter what I got to go through. Yes, COVID going on. Does that stop me from going outside? Ministry, no, it does not. Valencia, stop. If I got to go in a dope house and I have done it, I will go in a dope house and minister. Okay, I got to do what stuff says. Look, you think that ain't no storm? You walking in there with the Holy Ghost. Oh, yeah, baby, I feel the Holy Ghost. I woke up in the dope house with the Holy Ghost. With this COVID going on, I got a weapon called blessing. Hey, I ain't one of those. I'm not one of those things that talk this talk. Oh, baby, I'll walk this because it's a storm. With COVID, y'all. But if God tell my behind to do something, I'll say, oh, God, I'm scared. Oh, God, oh, no. I'm not no coward. I want no coward. When I was out there in the world, I gave him my all. I'm a saint. I'm going to give him my all now because he saved me.
Hallelujah.
He saved me when I didn't want to be saved. I want to be out there in that world. It was a time I didn't want to live, if you heard my God. If you heard how God brought me out and delivered me out there, I tell my God what he can do. He already told me that he's going to do it. But if I allow emotion, if I allow feelings, if I allow the world to distract, I won't do what thus says the Lord. The word don't stop. Let me give y'all another step. This is what we do. Now, I'm just saying this word. This word I'm bringing. Okay, the main scripture really is Mark 4:35. On the same day when evening came, let's cross over and go to the other side. On Sunday, let us hear the word on Sunday at church. Okay, we speaking in tongues, shouting and everything. We all happy. Man. Hey, God, I'm going to do it, God. I'm going to do it. Okay, everything good Sunday. Monday, you still pretty good. You still feeling good. You went to church, you know. Got the Holy Ghost, got another job with the Holy Ghost. Why by Wednesday we just keep it good? I mean, ain't God the same? Why we allow feelings? We allow emotions.
Yeah.
We allow what happened. Like God didn't allow God is going to get all out. Like God didn't allow this little bit of test to come to see where your faith is. If you will shout like that Sunday, you're going to be shouting like that Wednesday. What changed your emotions? What changed your feelings? What changed the way that you didn't stand on what God said? I'm telling everybody on this line. If God said he's going to do it, he's going to do it. Stop allowing an enemy to creep in and make you feel some type of way. We allow him in. How you let him allow me in conversations on the cell phone? How you allow me in stuff you on Facebook? How you let him in Instagram? How you let him in talking to the wrong person? But if you in that word, ain't nothing easy. If you always in prayer, ain't nothing easy. You will still be shouting on Wednesday like you were shouting on Sunday. And Satan, it ain't no excuse because people are dying on a daily basis. And God needs a real faith. He don't need no feeling faith, one that moves by emotion. He needs the one that's going to stand.
My God, come
even
on.
If you got to stand alive. Even if you got to stand by yourself, even when they laugh at you, even when they talk about you, and you still stand for God, even if they put you out of one of those things, they put out a program. I worked that program. They said, you can't be doing all that. They don't know me. I'm the real deal. Let me tell you, you can't be praying. I said, look, if God tell me, this is their job now, I'm in the program. I said, look, if God tell me to tell somebody something, I'ma tell him. I said, I don't care nothing about this job. Just
amen.
Like God gave me this job, he'll give me another job. And they ain't missed for me no more. When you stand for God, folks scared to say God because you'll lose your job. Do you know who you serve? Don't you know if you stand for God and they come for you, oh, he's going to take care of them. They knew what I said. But listen, can you come in early? After I pray, okay, baby, go pray and then pray for me. Baby, I stand for God. I stand for God. That's what he's looking for, especially now, y'all. Especially now. People really don't believe God.
Amen.
Everybody believe in COVID.
Amen.
Everybody believe in a man.
God,
everybody believe in a shot. Don't nobody believe in God. Like God, it's not God allowed COVID. Okay? He got up. But he said, I want to see the ones that I found, what they going to do. Are they going to hide in the house because of COVID here? Because it's a substance that we have asked God for. And guess what? He said he's going to give it to us. But still, guess what? He's still allowed COVID to come. But do you think that's going to stop your blessing? And you still not going to get to the other side. He told you you're going to the other side. Why you doubt? I just told y'all why we doubt.
Come on.
This is why we doubt. And we can't doubt God. There's some things that Elder First Lady are waiting on God. Do you hear me? They're not doubting God. Because people think that Elder First Lady want to be on the line every single night. Something wrong. Everything looks with him. Okay? But when you got to do what God says, Lord, he's telling you, got to do what I say. Like the apostle passed on here, he got to survive. He got so much stuff on his shoulder. But he got to do what God says, Lord. God ain't been asking how you feel, apostle. Apostle got to do what thus says the Lord. And if you hurt our feelings, we got to suck it up and be sold for Christ. Because he's looking for souls.
Thank you,
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Intimate handicap.
I know that a little cool.
No,
I'm
gonna say it like this. I'm a straight shooter. Yes, you know, it's a lot of folks that say they saints and they actually ain't. Mm-hmm. You say you a saint, but you ain't a saint. Because if you fight a saint, you
come
gonna do what some says the Lord. And doing what some says the Lord gonna put you in a box where they call you a saint. It's gonna put you in a box. People not gonna like you. They're gonna say she too rough, she too mean. I'm the way that God built me. God built me so he can use me like this for his glory. I'm loud, child. I'm very aggressive. The way I bring forth the word is the way that he gives it. That's the way he gives it to Valencia. I don't preach like nobody, I'm talking like nobody else. I'm me. He made me this way. So when it comes, can we stand the storm? Can we stand it? We in one right now with COVID. Can you stand it? It's more people going to die. Can you stand it? What about this family? This blocking didn't die. Can you stand it? Can you handle it? You tell God, I can't handle it. God, but you can't. He said in his word, I'm not going to put on you more than you can handle it. I can't handle it, God. All this can we can't handle it. Like God changed. This world has changed, but the word ain't changed.
Yeah,
and I don't understand. I'm being very honest.
Yeah.
I'm being very honest. I don't understand how you're scared and you say you're saved. Because if God really covering you like
come
you say
now.
God covering, it ain't no way you're going to pretend. You know you got purpose. You know you got a job to do. And you know that God got you a purpose. It ain't no way I'm supposed to be afraid. And if I do die, I ain't have to do it. They said, I'm standing on my family. You got me? I'm standing on my family. If I do die, and if I die, I go to the wrong place. Whose fault is that? It ain't God's fault. That's what I'm talking about. He's looking for the river. Right now, it ain't time to play. It's time to pray. Oh, that's the word. It ain't time to play.
Amen.
It's time to pray. Your family ain't saying pray, baby, pray. They in a storm. Pray them out the storm.
Lord.
Your finance.
Hallelujah.
It backed up. Pray, baby.
Hallelujah.
Pray it out the storm. It's in our mouth, y'all. We speak too much negativity.
Hallelujah.
Every time I pray the same way. This is where I pray to Father God in the name of Jesus. This is where I pray. This is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in you. Father God, I repent of anything that I've done to sin.
Hallelujah.
It's in my mouth. What I say, like the 23rd Psalm, all this stuff, I have to do on a daily basis. I have to do this consistently. I got to keep that word in my belly because the devil don't play first. He going to come for you. And he knows who knows the word. And so don't know the word now. He know now. But it's the face off. This storm that we in, it ain't that hard. God just tests us. So we say, yes, Lord, because you move out here. We got the storm. Get the power. Holy Ghost, baby, way down on this. Holy Ghost, keep it. Mm-hmm. You shout at church. How often do you shout at home? Where are you? Everybody look. Everybody around here know what I do. I got five friends. I'm all God. I'm on fire for Jesus. I'm just on fire for the Lord. Because somebody needs to know about God. Because I'm saying, if you're really in this secret place, you will see that people are hurting. You will see that people are dying from depression. People don't have nobody they can talk to. They're going to tell people stuff they betray them. Don't nobody have anybody. We got to go tell people about God. Can we stand the storm?
Yes,
guess what, y'all? The storm, I'm comfortable.
Hallelujah.
God never told us it's going to be comfortable. The storm, you're going to lose people.
Right.
Okay. It's a reason for that. Don't you know sometimes that God just won't be just you and him? He just wants you by himself. Can you even handle that storm? Because if you got to have somebody all the time around you, that's gonna be a real bad storm for you. Because I know having God right now where I'm at in my life, that's enough for me, though. That's enough for me. But can you handle that storm? Can you stand it? And we say yes. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. And you like you saying yes. But I'm a tissue, baby. But he's so, he loves us so much. His love is so unconditional. It's like he's so good. I don't know how nobody won't be. I don't know how nobody don't want Jesus. Guess what? Don't nobody know about. Don't nobody talk about. We got to come out the house. We got to go talk about God, what he's done for us. So people don't have the storm. So people won't be so blinded and run to the world about everything. Everybody running to the world, y'all. Ain't nobody running to God. All this money that's coming out, they still ain't running to God. They run to the money. They believe everything they hear on the news, right? They don't believe us.
Amen.
They don't. I'm being listening. Holy Ghost. They don't believe us, saints. This is where they at. They always at church. Jesus was outside. And I was when I was praying for a lady up at the store, I said, gee, I said, we spoiled. We spoiled because in no biblical name. You want no car. I said, women had babies, you want no medication. It want no TV. We poor. We lazy. We want to get the Bible. We run to the doggone cell phone. Or don't nobody bring a word like a minute. Because God wants us to wake up. We depend on this world. Y'all, I get anxiety if I get on Facebook too long. God said, I have to deliver you off that you can't get on this. It's too much mess. He said, I want you even off Instagram. He said, it's mess. He said, bring from on your ministry, your business. I want you off. And guess what? I want to be off. I don't want to be of the world. How he going to use me? How is why everything looks bad in your life? If I'm supposed to be different, wasn't everybody in the Bible different Moses? Wasn't everybody different David? Solomon? Everybody had their own character. Why everybody looking? We got to come out of our comfort zone. It ain't about us. It's about that one soul. He said, go save the world. He said, one. When I wake up in the day, it's my duty as a saint for me to let somebody know about it. That's my duty. Once I said I'm saved, it's all about me. It's all what I want. I mean, God's going to give me what I want. I need my obedience. But it ain't about me. It's about somebody. It's about somebody. I need to be telling somebody about the God that I say I love him. I said all the time on the other line. I said, use God like your genie. God, give me, give me, give me. But when he said give me that, we give it up. Get off that phone. Bad. Get off that social media. Get up that girlfriend. Get up that boyfriend. Get a cigarette. Get all that. Give it up for God. We say we love him. We say we love God, then we really love God. If I love God, what am I willing to give up? Y'all, I'm willing to give it up. I'm willing to, whatever he tell me to give up for him, I will. Whatever he told me, I hate. I only can talk about what religion that I have. And his time frame. I didn't think I could make it without a lot of stuff I let go of. But I am so glad that I gave it to God. Because I'm telling you, God knows this. God knows this. It was some people that I was holding on to. They said, you got to let those go. They don't mean you do this. Let them go. Babe, I'm talking about when I say I stand alone, I stand alone. I had to learn. I don't need nobody. I'm not saying I'm better than anybody. I don't need nobody like them. But I'm saying, I don't do clicks. I don't do church clicks. I don't do clicks. I don't. Church clicks talk about people. God, I'm sick of that. Stop going into the house of the Lord talking about one another. If you got something to say, pray for me. If she got her dress too short, pray for her. Pray to God bless you with a good clothes. Stop talking about people. We ain't saints. We got to get it right out of there. We can't ask somebody to come in and we miss them. I don't even know why am I ain't supposed to be this way, y'all. I ain't supposed to be this way. I don't even know how I'm over here. I ain't know how. This is God. This is not what I'm supposed to be talking about. They're not going to, I'm telling y'all, we got to do better. They say a lot. They say Christians are mean. He's a Christian. They say Christians are mean. They say all the time they want to take all the money. I mean, are we showing them anything different? I don't mean no harm. I don't mean no harm. But the stuff that I be seeing, I be like, Jesus, I said, God, you got to help us. I said, please help us, God, before we're too late. Help us before it's too late. More famine coming. More earthquakes coming. Floods like Noah coming. If people think that this COVID gets over, I'm saying, God, not please all these people that's going on. You think God's going to heal a land and all this people. Ain't nobody repent. But he's just going to take it away. That ain't come the type now. Of God that we still got it. The order God. And I'm so glad. They didn't kill somebody. I thank you that this love is so humble. He got his grace, his purse for us. I did not want no God. Don't talk to God, no God. I don't want to be saved. Because Holly is not here about being saved. I'm not going to be saved. This is not that kind of smoke cigarette. To have sex, and that leaves me alone. But God said, no, baby, you're going to do what I say, so that's what I'm going to do. He said, I'm going to use your loud mouth for my glory. Praise him. Praise him. But saints, that's what God gave me concerning. Can you stand the storm? It's back in your hands, Elder.
Amen. 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 Praise God. Can you stand Hallelujah. Let's give the Lord some praise for that word. Hallelujah. Can we stand the storm? Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Before we go any further, let me do this. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for the woman of God on tonight. We thank you for that word on tonight, Lord. And we ask, Lord, that you continue molding her and shaping her. You continue leading her and guiding her, Lord. Hallelujah. To the woman of God that you want her to be. Strengthen her tonight, Lord. Hallelujah. She continues her journey. And we thank you right now. In Jesus' name. Amen. And amen. Hallelujah. And you
Hallelujah.
My God, my God, my God. Hallelujah. Amen. As the woman of God was going forth, praise God, the Lord reminded me of a song. Now, keep in mind, y'all, this ain't no church song. Hallelujah, amen. But the Lord said, amen, it's a song out there, and y'all know the word. The song says, sunny day. Everybody loves them. Hallelujah. But tell me something. Can you stand the rain? See, it's all good. As long as the storm wasn't coming, hallelujah, it was all good. Hallelujah, praise God. But when the storm starts, hallelujah, praise God, then we want to go. You know what always got me? I'm going to open up the line. But this is what always got me about Peter. About Peter, James, John, and Andrew. Y'all are professional fishermen. Hallelujah. Y'all are professional sailors. Hallelujah. Y'all sail the seas for a living. Hallelujah, praise God. But now that you done got with God, when a storm comes, Lord, don't you know you've been through some of these storms before? I'm not going to get into it, praise God, hallelujah. But then we get with God, and we want to go wake God up, hallelujah, amen, as if you can handle this storm yourself. You know, God gave us the ability to handle some of the storms ourselves. All we got to do is just make it through the storm. Well, okay. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm going to open up the line at this time. If you have a testimony, if you have a prayer request, praise God, or if you have a word of encouragement from the woman of God on tonight, hallelujah. Amen. The line is now open. Now will be the time. Praise God. Is there one? Hallelujah on tonight.
Praise God, everybody. Praise God. Every
praise
night.
God, Mother.
Thank you, praise God, for being on the line. I said,
amen. Praise the Lord,
thank
Mother.
You, praise God, for giving me more Him and less myself. I thank and praise God for salvation. I thank and praise God for saving my family members in advance, my friends and my loved ones. I thank and praise God for what He's doing on tonight. Thank and praise God for the woman of God bringing that word about the storm. Because right now, all of us going through some kind of storm. All of
amen.
Us going through storms in our life. We have to look at the big picture. And the big picture is Jesus Christ. We got to look at Him.
Yeah.
We got to look at Jesus through it all. That's what we got to look at. Pray my strength in the Lord.
Amen.
And I do have a prayer request for my son and my daughter and my two grandchildren. My daughter and Michael, I'm praying that God put a hook in their jaw and draw them to Him. So you guys pray for me and my children.
Amen. Amen, Mother. You said Michael and Jessica?
Yes.
Amen. I'm going to put their names on our prayer list. Praise God. Hallelujah. I just don't know. I've been writing all these names down. Hallelujah. I don't know what my list is, but I've been writing them down, praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Do we have another testimony on the goodness of the Lord on tonight or another word of encouragement for the woman of God?
I have a testimony, praise the Lord. This is Jackie Walker. I have a little granddaughter, and she goes to a daycare in Carson. And the other day, my granddaughter brought her home a couple of times. And this little bitty girl was always fighting us. So my grandbaby got what she didn't want to go to the daycare no more. So the Lord told me, no, send her to the daycare, but you pray over and send angels forth to protect her.
Mm-hmm.
So the other day, I prayed over, and I said, I sent angels forth to protect her. So the other day when I went to get her, she didn't even want to leave the daycare. I said, Lord, whatever you did, I thank you. Because God
Hallelujah.
Was kissing.
Glory be to God.
We always got to pray over our children, our grandchildren, over our family, over our loved ones. Because there's always an enemy trying to attack them. And I said, God, usually back in the day, see, I've been and went over there and beat up the daycare mother and everybody else over. That's how crazy I used to be. But I thank God that he saved me. And I'm not that old person no more. Because when she came, she had scratches on her and everything. And, and when you mess with my family, you mess with me. That's the way I was. And I just thank God how he turned my life around. And I didn't get angry about it. I just prayed about it. And then that storm, God worked it out. And I just thank God for that. And I just praise him and give him all the honor and the glory. And I ask you to pray for my family and pray my strength in the Lord. And the woman of God, I just tell you to be encouraged. Stay doing what you're doing for God because you are the awesome, she's an awesome woman of God. As you were speaking, you took me back in my life to the back where God delivered me from. Because I used to be a gangster. I used to be a hardcore gangster in Long Beach. And God delivered me from gangbanging. God took a police officer, Long Beach police officer, ministered to me about the Lord, which I grew up in church, but I never knew about him. I just knew of him, but I didn't know much about him. And he ministered to me, and I thank God that I didn't lose my life in the streets out there, and God had his hand on me, and he saved me from those streets. So
Amen.
I just ask you, keep on doing what you're doing, and I thank God for the moment. God bless you.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Glory, glory.
Go ahead.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Who was praise God? Anybody else praise God? We thank God for Sister Jackie on tonight with that testimony. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. She got a lot of that's what a lot of people don't know about what they like to call us church folks and they like to call us Christians. They don't know where we came from. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. They don't know who we used to be. Praise God. Hallelujah. They talk about stuff like we just stupid. I can tell you more about it than what you're trying to tell me. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. Now, if he saved me, he can save you. Hallelujah. They want to look at you. Ain't never been like me, though, Elton. You ain't never been like me. Amen. You know how you know? You don't know. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. But we thank God for Sister Jackie. Mm-hmm. Amen. And those words of encouragement for Sister Valencia. Hallelujah. Amen. Anyone else on tonight? Praise God.
Yeah.
Hold on. One at a time. Woman of God, you go ahead first and then you can go. But woman of God.
Okay, I just want to give a testimony to the Lord. I want to thank him for keeping me another day, for waking me. I want to thank the Lord for his many provisions. I want to thank the Lord for the prayer team, for each and everyone that's on the line. I just want to honor and give God thanks for who he is and for his mercy and his grace. And I want to thank the Lord. It was a funeral that I had an issue with. My spirit didn't want me to go. It told me not to go, so I decided to not to go. But Giovanni, he decided to go. Make a long story short, he got halfway down there to L.A. and started coming back. And I asked him, why you decide to come back? He said, Mama, I just didn't feel right. My spirit told me to don't go, so I came home. So I want to thank you for working with them. I want to thank you guys for praying for him. We just got to be patient. And like I tell everybody, I hear all kind of negativity about what I ought to do and what I should do when it comes to him. But I don't entertain that nonsense because I would never, ever give up on him. The Lord didn't give up on me. In some ways, it's mine. So, You know, Amen. He's fine. So, with all that said, I want to just thank everyone for their prayers and their support, and I want to thank you guys for continuously praying for me and in Jesus' name.
Amen.
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 And I believe, brother, who was that, Brother Bobby or Brother Mark?
Thank you, Jesus.
Brother Maurice. Oh, Brother Maurice. Go ahead, Brother Maurice.
Maurice. Praise the Lord, son.
Okay. Yes. Well, what it was, see, Bishop had prayed for me. I went to the hospital, you know, because, I took my inhaler, you know, my inhaler and everything wasn't working for me. You know, I got kind of sick. So I called, I went to the hospital, and then when I went there, they was telling me all kind of stuff that was wrong. And I told him, I don't believe that. God got me covered, and God is my healer. And I told him that. And so then they took me down to have some tests and talking about surgery or something. And I said, no, this ain't going to go like that. And so then when they had me on the table, and then all of a sudden they checked me out, and then the doctor told me, he said, you know, just like you said, we haven't found anything. I said, you ain't going to find nothing because it's not of God.
Amen.
And so then, as they did what they did, and then I told them, I said, and I'm sticking to this word that God has healed me. And so then the doctors, they stopped everything they was doing, and then they sent me back to my room and said they couldn't find anything. Because what God did, God has erased all that stuff that they were talking about. Praise the Lord. And see, and it was all God's
Amen.
Doing. And see, Bishop has prayed for me. And Bishop said, they're not going to find anything. And I stuck to that. I stuck to that word. And I said, they're not going to find nothing. And they didn't. And so I've been feeling real good ever since then.
Yes,
and I know I've been healed by God. And I'll stick with that as long as I live. Because God is a healer. God is a healer. And I believe highly in that he is a healer because he's my healer. Praise the Lord.
Bless
the
Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, God.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Praise God. We need to bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Name of the
Lord. And he stood by that word. Hallelujah. What the word say? Whatsoever ye desire when ye pray. Hallelujah. You say, I pray ain't nothing going to be on. Believe ain't nothing going to be on there. And guess what? Wasn't nothing on there. Hallelujah.
It wasn't nothing on there.
That's the kind of God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
My God. Hallelujah. 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 Anyone else on tonight? Hallelujah.
Yes.
With a testimony
yes.
Or a hallelujah.
Praise the Lord, everyone. Praise the Lord. Sister Virgie. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Amen.
Praise God. I thank you. Praise God for the word that went forth tonight. Hallelujah. I hear that song, Anchored in the Lord. Hallelujah.
Ah, yeah.
We have to be anchored
yes,
in
Lord.
The Lord, for the storms keep on raging in my life. But we got to be anchored in the Lord. I give honor to God tonight for my life, health, and strength to be on this line. Hallelujah. To hear the woman of God bringing forth the word. It's just amazing to me how this word is coming forth to remind us of the storms. Hallelujah. In our life. That could be anything, any kind of way. Hallelujah. That things come up against you and you're not comfortable with it. Hallelujah. So I thank you, praise God, for the word that went forth. Thank you, woman of God. Hallelujah, for letting God use you. I thank you, praise God, for everyone on the line tonight and we stay in this chorus with the Lord. Hallelujah. Once again, the storms keep on raging in my life, but you know what? I am anchored. I'm anchored in the Lord.
And
you may beat me down. You may push me to the side. You may ignore me. You may act like you don't see me. You
may not do what I plan. Hallelujah. Well, who all know that our ways are not God's ways? Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
I thought saying what God thought. Let go and let God. And I'm still standing on God. I've given it to him. I'm still waiting on the Lord. You all are keep on waiting on the Lord, and as you say, keep on witnessing. Number one, keep on with. That's what God wants us to do. He have ordained us to tell others about him. But praise God for that awesome word. Once again, keep on doing what God has us to do. Pray for me as I pray for you all as we go through these storms, hallelujah, in our life. And once again, say it, peace be still. That's what I've been saying. Hallelujah. I walk around through the house and look people in the eye, and I say, peace be still. Sometimes we have to do that. For asking me to
God. Hallelujah. Come on, woman of God. Hallelujah.
Because I can tell you this one thing. Peace ain't always still, so you better call it out. You better call it out.
Lord.
Amen. Amen. Once again, as I pray for you all. Amen. Amen.
Amen. We thank you, Sister Virgie, for that testimony. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. I have to do this. The Spirit of the Lord told me to tell everybody on the line. Hallelujah. Amen. A special blessing. Lord, have mercy. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. A special blessing is coming to everybody on the line on tonight. Everybody that's on the line right now. Hallelujah. A special blessing is coming to you because, let me take the Lord say, because of your offering of your time. You know how the world say time is money.
Hey,
hallelujah. God. Praise God. The offering of your time. The Lord says, hallelujah. You call in. Hallelujah. And look, I don't even know who on the line, but the Lord knows. The Lord say you call in no matter who the speaker is. Hallelujah. Praise God. You call in no matter how the elder running his mouth. Praise God. Hallelujah. You call in whether you like the song that's playing or not. Praise God. Hallelujah. He said you call in because you are seeking me. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. And for that, hallelujah. Amen. Remember, thank you, Lord. He said, remember what I said? He said, if my people who are called by my name would humble themselves, pray, and seek my faith. Hallelujah. He says, you have been seeking my faith. Hallelujah. And not just my hand. You have been seeking my faith. Therefore, I am opening up my hand. Lord, have mercy. Praise God. And I am healing your land. Oh, I have heard from heaven, the Lord says, and I am healing your land. Hallelujah. Because you came to hear me. Hallelujah. You didn't come to hear Apostle. You didn't come to hear Andre. You ain't come to hear Valencia. You came to hear God. And for that, I am opening up my hand because you have been seeking my faith. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The Lord says some of us had excuses not to get on the line tonight. Hallelujah. Legitimate excuses that other people would have understood. Hallelujah. Praise God. But the Lord said, amen, you did it anyway. Hallelujah. Why? Because you are seeking my faith. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My God.
Hallelujah.
Everybody on the line right now, he say, be an expectation. Hallelujah. Be in expectation. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. 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 Thank you, Lord.
Glory, 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 glory. The Lord said you don't understand. He said you don't understand what that means to him. You don't understand what that means to him. That means you ain't coming for the man. You coming from the for the God that's leading the man. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Praise God, I have to stand up. He said you coming from God, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. He said the devil tried and he failed again. Hallelujah. He said, these are my true soldiers right here. He said, remember when they was at war? The Israelites was at war. And God said, there's too many of them. Hallelujah. Tell everybody that's scared, you need to go back home. Hallelujah. He said, everybody that had everybody that was afraid, everybody that didn't believe, they had to get it. Oh, my God. That's why they ain't on the line. It ain't just about they didn't come in. Hallelujah. Amen. He said, I need a few people to do a big thing. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Hallelujah.
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 Mm.
Hallelujah.
Yes, God.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Come on and give God some praise. Thank you, Lord. I just heard the Holy Ghost say, amen, to confirm what the Holy Ghost just said to all the truth. Amen. The storm came. Because we're getting ready to do two things. Can everybody hear me tonight? The Lord said we're getting ready to do two things. This storm came. Because we're getting ready to do two things. Now, in the word, Yahshua said what? We're getting ready to go to the other side. That means cross over. Come on.
Lord, I'm a
cross over. Somebody, everybody that's online tonight, God has said, it's your time to get ready to cross over. Hallelujah. See, where you at now, you can't
get
God has said, you got to cross over. How about that, little crazy? You've been on this side too long. God has said, you're blessed and you ain't on this side no more. God says, cross over.
Hallelujah.
Because the fish God got for you is not on the side where you at. Come on here, somebody. I feel the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. And when you cross over, God said you're going to leave everything that the enemy been trying to do to you behind. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Tell you what that means. It's time to cross over to the other side. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And then the Lord said, when you cross over to the other side, let out into the deep. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Who the Holy Ghost talking to tonight? He said, when you cross over to the other side where he at, come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. He said, then let out into the deep. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That means that the world you in now ain't deep enough. The word you in, God said, go ahead and let out into the deep. Get a little, go out deeper. Come on here, somebody. How many know when you go out deeper that you're going to go away from the boat? Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Well,
amen.
Peter had to get out of the boat to walk with Yahshua. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
But the boat represents it's a familiar place, a familiarity. Amen. Hallelujah. In other words, it's a place that you used to. Glory to God. And how many know there are some folk around you that don't want you to get out the boat? Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
That's right.
How many know misery love company? Everybody not going to be happy with you getting out the boat. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Especially when they're in the boat for so long and they job is to hold other people in the boat. But God said, no, they can't hold you. Why? Because you got a purpose. You got a destiny. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Because when you got a destiny, God said you gotta walk away from our boat people.
Oh,
come
Lord,
on here, somebody. Hallelujah. You gotta leave boat people alone.
Because
they ain't gonna go nowhere.
Amen.
Come on, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And God says, I'm finna launch you out into deep water. Hallelujah. And God says, don't worry about the water.
Amen.
He said, just keep your eyes on me because you're getting ready to walk on the water. Oh, somebody need to give God a praise.
Amen.
You're getting ready to walk on the water. Come on here,
somebody.
Hallelujah. Amen. How many know when you walk on the water, ain't nobody there to hold your hand? How many know when you walk on the water that you ain't got nobody but you and him? Come on, how many know when you walk on the water?
Amen.
Don't worry about how the water is looking. Don't worry about how the wind is blowing. Glory to God. Because your soul is anchored in the Lord. I heard the woman of God. I heard you tonight, woman of God. You said your soul is anchored. God said, that's why you can walk with the glory to God. Hallelujah. Then when you're throwing it, because you ain't worried about nothing. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes.
To the speaker tonight, to the woman of God tonight, God says that because you have withstood the storms that the enemy has tried to come against you with, God says he's giving you peace in the storm. Now you're able to walk through a storm now. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And not lose a beat. Come on here, somebody. God is saying that you graduated to the next level. Hallelujah.
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 That's why God says now that you learn how to walk through a storm, God says now you get ready to praise your way into the next division in your life. Glory to God. God is getting ready to elevate you. But your elevation coming because you withstood the storm. See, God watches our attitude in the storm. Come on here, somebody.
Yes.
Amen.
Yeah.
And then the Lord hit me with this thing. I was trying to catch this in the spirit. God is saying, when you in the house, can you be affected by the storm? I said, no, Lord. He said, why would you be moved by an outside storm when you safe inside? Yeah.
Come on now. Come on, Bishop. Come on.
It may be hell outside, but I'm inside. Hallelujah. Oh, God,
amen.
I feel the Holy Ghost right here for somebody. Hallelujah. God is saying, recognize you and me, glory to God. In the name of the Lord is a strong power, and the righteous one is. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
Hallelujah. I said, don't worry about the storm outside. Pray me for what's going on the inside. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah.
As long as I'm safe in his arms, come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you,
Lord. I'm not worried about the rain. I ain't worried about the thunder. I ain't worried about the lightning because I'm in the arms. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm in the house. Come on here, somebody. In my Father's house, there are many mansions. Come on here, somebody. John 14 and 1. Glory to God. God is saying, don't worry about the storm.
Amen.
Hallelujah. The storm can affect you when you're in the house. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
That's right.
Come on,
Hallelujah.
Are you ready to launch out into the deep? Let me tell you what's going to happen, child of God, when you launch out into the deep with the Lord. See what's getting ready to happen for us? God said, you're going to take big fish. Come on. Oh, shout out to that vocal. How many know that big fish don't dwell in shallow water?
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
You got to go in the deep water to catch big fish. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
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 In the fish hallelujah. That God says that I got for you is not where you at. Come on. That's why you ain't caught nothing. Peter
come
says,
on.
We ain't caught it all day. We ain't caught nothing. And like they don't say, they were professional fishermen.
So they knew what they were doing out there. But
amen.
How do you know if God don't call, the fish ain't coming? And if you ain't on the right side, glory to God, they ain't coming. He said, cast your net on the other side. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
For somebody, God tonight is saying, cast your net on the other side. Come on here, somebody.
Yes.
Amen. But Lord, I've been here for years. I've been calling. How many of them calling me hard work? Calling me, Lord, I've been working hard. I've been sweating, Lord. I've been calling me, but you've been putting in some hard labor. So they have been calling. Not just some of the night, all night. We ain't got nothing.
Jesus.
And we've been here for a long time. Somebody been, on the side, you asked for a long time. God has said now, but now it's time to cross
come
over.
Because
what I got for you, all you got to do is trust me and cast your net to the other side. Hallelujah. It's time to cross over. Come on here, somebody. And let your net down. See, what the net represents is where the people will be able to come in for faith. See, it's been able to catch the people that need to be saved. See, we're trying to clean the fish. Oh, the God said, don't try to do none of that. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Don't worry about the cleaning part. You just make sure they get in the net.
Yes, Lord.
I didn't call you to clean them yet. I called you to catch them. Catch them first.
Amen.
You don't clean nothing before you catch it. Come on. You trying to clean it again? Because that's a no. Make sure it get in the net. He that when it's sold is wise. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
God is saying, cast your net on the other side. Because that's
amen.
Where you're going to find your miracle. That's where you're going to find your blessing. That's where you're going to find your breakthrough. Ha, ta, do, bo, ko, ta, da, ma.
Yes,
man. The supernatural is going to manifest in our lives, Father God. If you don't lie tonight, you're getting ready to walk in the supernatural is getting ready to manifest.
Thank you.
That's why he called us. That's why we couldn't stay in church. God says, I call you for signs, miracles, wonders. Hallelujah. These signs shall follow them that believe. Come on here, somebody. Come on, give God another praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Come on, bless the Lord tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yes, so turn it back to the hands of the elder. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise God.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh man, hallelujah. I got some revelation off of that apostle while you were talking. The Lord said, did you hear what he's telling you? Hallelujah. I say, what you talking about, Lord? He say, casting that on the other side. Hallelujah. Amen. Lord, have mercy. He said, that's the problem with these preachers. He said, they try to catch some folks. Lord have mercy. Y'all don't understand what I'm saying. They trying to catch church folks.
Wow.
He said, I didn't come for the white. Hallelujah. Praise God. We share the sinners. But the Lord say, hallelujah. What was the Lord doing with the sinners? He was hanging out with. He was eating with. Hallelujah. I know. Because the Pharisees said, why does your master sit there and eat and drink with the sinners? Hallelujah. Praise God. And Jesus told him,
hallelujah.
I didn't come for them. Hallelujah. Amen. I came for the sinner that he may answer a call of repentance. Praise God. Hallelujah. My God.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. See, that's the problem.
Hallelujah.
These folks think they got it all together.
Okay.
Praise
amen.
God. I'm going to leave that alone. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hey, man, we need to go to the people we they know they ain't got it all together. Hallelujah, praise God. They know. Hallelujah, amen. They need redemption. They know they need Jesus. Hallelujah. Hey, man, we ministering to the people in the pew. We need to be ministering to people outside. Hallelujah. Praise God. That's why he just said, that's why I took you out to church. Hallelujah, praise God. My God, hallelujah. Thank God for revelation on the night. Hallelujah. That's why he took us out. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. It wasn't nothing going right in there no way. They was too busy doing fundraisers. Okay, praise God. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Pocketing the money. They was doing it. They was doing it, praise God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Right. Hallelujah. Praise God. Ooh, thank God. Amen. Hallelujah. That's why he got you in the park right now, Pastor. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Yes, hallelujah.
So you're going to build a following. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. I'm going to give you a
following.
Hallelujah. Praise God. He said,
hallelujah.
The word say, bring the tithes into the storehouse. Hallelujah. He said, I'm going to have them bring the tithes to build the storehouse. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. God can do some things. Hallelujah. God can do some things.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
You better strap in. Praise God. This is going to be like a NASCAR race. We're going from 0 to 60. And hallelujah. 2.8 seconds. You better get ready. Hallelujah. Bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. You know, the enemy, I don't know if I'm the only one today, praise God, but the enemy tried to keep me from getting on the line today. Hallelujah. Praise God. I was feeling so bad at the time. Hallelujah. I was feeling horrible. I felt like I wasn't going to be able to speak on the line. I could barely speak at the time.
Yeah.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God, but the Lord says, as long as you just keep going,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah, praise God. How many of you know your flesh a lot to you? Hallelujah. So your enemy will work through your flesh and try to tell you something wrong with you. Praise God, hallelujah. Amen. Why? Lord, have mercy, praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Why? Because he sent a storm. Hallelujah, to keep us from getting to the other side. I know somebody else went through something today, and you said, I don't know if I'm going to be able to get on that line. Hallelujah, praise God. I don't know, hallelujah, if I'm going to be able to, even though it's the phone in our hand. Hallelujah, praise God. The enemy is trying to say, you can't dial it, even though it's in your hand. Hallelujah, praise God. But the devil is a lie. Hallelujah, amen. That's why he is. To the one that finishes the race, hallelujah. Praise God. Not to the strong, but the one who finished. Oh, hallelujah. We thank God tonight for the anointing. Hallelujah. Of the Comedic Jewish Fellowship. Praise God. Don't you feel the flow of the anointing on the line every night? It ain't no never hit or miss. Praise God. You know, some places you go, sometimes it's there, the other times it ain't. Hallelujah. But every night the Spirit of the Lord flows free. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. I'm gonna stop talking. I'm going to go ahead and turn it back over into the hands of the apostle. Wait. Get your seed in the ground if you ain't got it in the ground. I got to say that. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Yes, Lord.
I knew he was going to say it. There you go. Yeah, get your seed in the ground. Praise God. If you ain't got it in the ground.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And watch God bless you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I'm going to turn it back over to the hands of the apostle. Hallelujah. He's going to go and pray, get us out of this thing tonight. That's in your hands, man of God. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Bless you, man of God. Bless
I feel excited
you. Bless
right
you,
now.
Woman of
sorry.
God. Hallelujah. Bless your heart. Amen. Amen.
You know what?
Thanks to God. Let me tell you something. Since God been revealing to us the power of our offering. Do you know that your offering is your voice? that every time we give an offering, we are letting our voice be heard.
Amen.
The reason why Cain slew Abel was because God was not hearing his offering. He was not hearing his offering. Come on here, somebody.
Amen. Come on.
But Abel's offering was being heard by the Lord. And God favored. Somebody say favor.
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 Let me tell you, right now you should be shouting hallelujah around the clock, child of God. Why? Because your seed is coming up, glory to God. Your miracle, your blessing, your breakthrough. I tell somebody, say, neighbor, it's harvest time.
Neighbor,
it's harvest time.
It's harvest time.
What do you think God is telling us, beloved, to go out and possess the land? He's not telling everybody that. He's telling us that. He's saying, go out and possess it because I've given it to you. Now, somebody might say, well, now, Lord, there are giants in the land. Lord, what about the giants? He said, if you believe me, go back to the text. He said, if you believe me, the giants will be leaped for you. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Yeah. Come on.
Don't worry about the size of the giant. It don't matter. Because what matters is the covenant. Come on here, somebody. God says, you have a covenant with me. So whatever I speak to you, you go inherit the blessing. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Tell your neighbor, say, go get your blessing. Say, hey, neighbor, go get your blessing.
Don't
be scared of the neighbor. Go get it. Come on here, somebody. If God be for us, then who can be against us? Yeah. Glory to God.
Amen.
Thank you.
Tell somebody right quickly. Say, neighbor, God is on my side.
Neighbor, God is on my side.
And he's with me while I ride. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
He's with me while I ride.
Hallelujah. Yes, somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
We thank God tonight because he's letting us know, don't worry about the storm. Can we stand the storm? Come on here, somebody. Yeah. Nibbika put that song out. Can you stand the rain? Because everybody can't stand the rain. A lot of people can only stand the sunshine. But how many know that you can't appreciate the sunshine until you can understand the rain? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Right.
The sunshine come after the rain to help us appreciate. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Sometimes it takes some rain for us to appreciate the sun. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We give God praise tonight. Thank God tonight. For those of you who haven't sowed yet, don't miss your opportunity to sow. Amen. Glory to God. Obey God. Why? Because when you don't obey God, you miss out on your blessing.
Amen.
I mean, the key to the fellowship is obedience. Come on here, somebody. We obey God. That's the key.
Amen.
Obedience is better than sacrifice. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Yes, it is. Hallelujah.
We're about talking about sacrifice. No, we ain't trying to sacrifice nothing. We want to obey God. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Yes.
How many know that when you sacrifice, that means that you're having to go without something that you really need? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Sacrifice means that God made you give something that hurt. That means that you missed the first chance at obedience. Come on here, somebody. And God says, I get more joy out of your obedience than seeing you having to sacrifice and go through. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Somebody bless the Lord one more time. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Is there any more comments? Anything anybody would want to say before God help me to close it out? Anybody got anything they want to say?
Just want to say, this is Dr. Pamela McGregor. I enjoyed the service. Very powerful. Thank you all for
having me. Amen.
On time work.
God bless you, woman of God. Bless you, Dr. McGregor. Bless you.
Amen.
Amen. Somebody give God praise.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Child of God, if you can only see what I see right now, God's getting ready to, I'm telling you, God's getting ready to show out on your behalf. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
I see God releasing property. I see God releasing money. I see God saving households. I see a little. I see God overturning some matters, some court case matters. I see God moving in the super. Somebody's body gonna get healed about son Dorobos. I'm talking about completely healed. I'm talking about healed to the degree that the doctor's gonna be astounded. They're gonna have to go back and check their report, hallelujah, because God gonna give you a clean bill of health. Glory to God, hallelujah.
Amen.
How many know how God still works miracles? Come on here, somebody. He ain't stopped working miracles.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He's a miracle working God.
Yes.
Yes, he is.
He was a miracle. Come on here, somebody. Miracles is something that ain't supposed to happen in the natural.
Yeah.
Yes, God. Hallelujah. Is there anybody else?
Hallelujah.
Man.
Man.
If there's none, I'm getting ready to close it out. Father, we thank you.
Yes, Lord.
We give you praise tonight. Father, we thank you for what our spiritual eyes have seen, for what our spiritual ears have heard, what our spiritual heart now understands. Father, we thank you for your messenger. We thank you for your daughter of Zion tonight. Thank you for the word that you put in her mouth. God, continue to bless her, strengthen her. Thank you, Lord, that she's in a season of moving from just enough to more than enough. Thank you, Lord, that she is ready to step out of the boat and cross over to the other side and launch out into the deep waters, God. Thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for your miracle-working power tonight. Thank you, Lord, for who you are. We give you praise, Master. We worship you. We honor you tonight, Lord. And every day of our life, Lord, we thank you.
Thank
we
you.
Think that the enemy is a defeated foe. We think that the devil is up under our feet. And he has no lot nor part in this matter. We thank you, Lord, that he is bound, hand and foot. We thank you, Lord God, that we walk in authority and power over him. But most of all, Lord, we thank you, Lord, that our name is written down in the Lamb's Book of Life. And we give you praise tonight. We give you praise tonight, oh God, for manifestation. We thank you tonight, God. And we decree and declare that there is none like you. We bless your holy name. In Yahshua HaMashiach's name, we pray. What I say unto one?
Amen.
What I say
unto one?
I say unto all.
I say unto all.
I say unto all.
Watch.
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 And pray.
And pray.
And live holy.
And live holy.
Every day.
Every day.
In Yahshua's name we pray.
And
Yahshua's name we pray.
Amen. Somebody clap their hands and give the Lord a praise offering. Hallelujah. Amen. You are now dismissed until tomorrow night. Hallelujah. Glory to God in the highest. Hallelujah.
Neighbor.
I love you.
I love you.
And ain't nothing you can do about it.
Amen.
Somebody clap those hands and give God one more shout of praise.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Got joy in my soul. God is in control. I got Satan on my trail, but I'm singing all is well. He's attacking every day, but I'm watching while I pray. No matter the attack, I won't turn back. This means war. This means war.
for your children. We're living in a day and time. We're being politically correct. It's popular. Can we turn that around again? We're living in a day and time where everybody's praying the name of God, but nobody wants to say the name of Jesus. We don't want to offend the Muslims. We don't want to offend the Jews. We don't want to offend the Arabs. And so therefore we crucify him of flesh. But I want you to know that there will come a time when every Muslim, when every Buddhist, when every Jew will have to get down on their knees and have to confess that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. So I want every blood-washed believer to not wait until then. And if you've ever gone through something, you know right here,
tell them
that there's something about the name.
Something else.
Something about the name, Jesus.
Something about the name.
Something about the name, Jesus.
It's the sweetest name.
Yeah. It is the sweetest name.
Sweetest name I know.
I know.
And I love that name.
Oh, how I love it.
Is the sweetest name,
yeah.
That's right. Just take a minute and explain to him what you're really trying to say. What you're really trying to say.
Some people say I'm crazy, but
I can't explain.
I can't explain.
The power. The power that I feel. When you call his name.
When I call your name.
That fire.
I said it's just like fire.
Where's that?
When the Holy Ghost gets the movement, said he won't leave me alone.
Put it up with us,
y'all.
Put it up with us. Everybody.
Something
about the name.
Something about the name.
It's the sweetest name.
you can't take them away to say. All you gotta do is open up your spirit and just say, oh, what a shock. Let me hear you say.
Listen. Last night, me and my wife were up to midnight with our 3-year-old. Had to take him to emergency room because he had walking pneumonia. And see, you know, you take health for granted until it's your health. Just like we take food for granted until we run out of food. Just like we take our spouses for granted until we're walking by the casket and all we can do is wish that we could do things different. Just like children take their parents for granted. But I want to let you know, even when we take God for granted, what's so amazing about God is Paul says he does not treat us as our sins deserve. So that means that even in my imperfections, God is still perfect with his grace and his mercy. That's why I don't want people getting comfortable with praising the Lord just when the Lord gives them something. See, you got to learn how to praise him because of who he is. Because see, when you praise him for who he is, you don't have to wait till the trouble comes to learn how to praise him. I want every blood-washed believer that has fallen in love with Jesus. I'm not talking about you've had an affair with Jesus. But I'm talking about you love him, you love him, you love him. Not because of what he's done, but because of who he is. Everybody, we're going to sing this chorus together. And even if you can't sing, even if you don't know the words, you can give God an oath. And that oath can mean to you whatever that oath needs to mean to you. Can we sing it right there? Can we sing that chorus right there? Everybody, every man, every woman, open up your spirit and tell him it. Here we go.
Love him.